life is on hold. That's what happened to Joseph. They bound his feet with fetters of iron and put him in dungeon until his word came. When Joseph's word came, oh my God, the word shattered the prison gates, shattered the fetters that bound him. The word translated him from the dungeon and put him on the throne. He became the prime minister of the then most important nation on earth, Egypt. Everything that was working against him didn't matter anymore. Didn't. Joseph was a Jew. He was a slave. A slave in those days was considered a commodity. Bargain bought. If you beat your slave to death, you have no case to answer. You have only disposed of your property. That was the status of Joseph, a slave. Don't forget, a Jew, discriminated against, a slave, a commodity, and was a prisoner. Boy, up until now, if you are a felon, you lose so many rights. You can be voted into certain office. Each of these were strong enough to keep him on hold in the dungeon. A Jew, a slave, a prisoner. Oh, the day his word came, nothing mattered anymore. Where God is not allowed to rule, he overrules. He is God by himself. And he does it by his word. It didn't matter whether it was a Jew. Who cared? The word has come. It didn't matter whether he was a prisoner. Who cared? It didn't matter whether he was a slave. It didn't matter all the three issues combined together, each of which was strong enough to stop any strongest in his war track. When the word came, the word broke all the barriers and put him on the throne. No electionary campaign, no billboard, no flyer, no television. Who needs it when God is moving? People use those things. God uses his word. Tonight, in this house, your word will come. Your word of your liberation will come. Your situation must change. Positive change will come to you. By the word of the Lord. 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 Whatever it is that the enemy has used to tie you down, but he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Whatever the enemy has used to tie you down, as a servant of the Lord who has received grace and mercy to declare his word, that thing that is holding your life down, I destroy it. It is destroyed. Whether it is your past that is haunting you, mercy lifts it off. In the name of Jesus. You are going forward. Hey, you are going forward. Hey, you are going forward. Hey, you are going forward. And every year of your life that you have lost, tonight, recover all. Recover all. Joel chapter 2 verse 25. And I will restore the years that the locust had eaten, the caterpillar, the palm worm. I will restore. I will restore. I will restore. There are people here, you ought to have been married 12 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. The enemy stole the years of your life. There are people here who ought to have built their own houses living in there. Many years ago, the enemy stole the years of your life. Whatever it is, every year of your life that the enemy has stolen, oh, right now, recover it. Let heaven hear your amen. Let heaven hear your amen. Let heaven hear your amen. My friend, because faith honors God, God honors faith. When the word of the Lord comes to you and from your heart you said amen, you say, God, let it be. Makaya bokuda. Right now, receive multiple restoration. Multiple restoration. Multiple restoration. As I'm speaking to you now, I command sicknesses to vanish from your body. I'm aware Dr. George Adeboye was here yesterday. He's an iconic man. He's been a radical for Jesus since the 70s. I won't talk about that today. I was doing a crusade in Lorraine, 1985. Was involved in the crusade. We pray like the shooting of a machine gun. You quote the scripture like an encyclopedia. And he has not repented. Don't tell him I said so. The day I preach about the glorious name of Jesus Christ, a woman stood before me with a withered hand. One hand was okay, the other was withered. 1985 in the morning. Now look at him. The hand of the Lord came on me. I said, woman, stretch forth your hand. Stretch it forth. She looked at me incredulous. Can't you see? They stretch it forth. And she obeyed. And out came a brand new hand. Dr. George was a living witness. The whole place went wild with joy. The enemy stole the years of her life. Tied her body to her hand. There are people that you are here. The enemy has afflicted you with sicknesses in your body. Any part of your body. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to move that mountain. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? I command you, move. 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 From head to toe, receive healing. Inside and outside, receive healing. If you have any growth in your body, now listen. Makara boko de keto ko makida kabaya, magule boko de ketre boko bakayida ka kabuka naba. Maybe as tiny as a peanut, maybe as big as anything, maybe it is inside you or outside. Any protrusion that is not a regular part of the human anatomy, if you have that in your body, lay your hand on your head as I speak. I command you, growth, disappear, vanish, 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 and never return. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let your word come like a guided missile. Let your word meet your people at the point of their needs. Give your word a liberating effect. Let the full weight of your word come upon this congregation tonight. Confirm your word with signs and wonders following. We'll give you all the glory. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Clap for these beautiful angels as they go back to their seat. Please go. Go. You are blessed. Go with the blessing, with favor. What a prophetic word will happen in your life. Multiple restoration. In the name of Jesus. Don't stop clapping for them. Is it because you can't sing like them that you are not clapping? You are jealous. Clap for them. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated, everybody. Thank you. Pastor Shola, your very, very dear wife, I'm blessed to be with you again. It's my privilege. Standing on this altar is not my right. There is nobody that has a right to be the spokesperson for the Almighty. Nobody, no man takes this honor unto himself. Except God. I'm so blessed to be privileged by God to come and serve on this altar. I celebrate you. Please give the Lord a big hand, please. Celebrate the pastor. Celebrate you. Okay. 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 Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't want to intimidate you. This is my 45th year preaching the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. No, no, no. Don't clap. Don't clap. That's the only way I'm going. He flagged me off 1975. And when I get to a place, if I get to a church pastored by a church of 20, I know what the man had gone through to raise a church of 20. If I see a church of 50, the man has paid a price. You don't know how much of fasting, how much of praying, how much of weeping in the night produces this great congregation. Celebrate this wonderful couple. Celebrate them. Do it very well. Do it very well. Thank you for listening to the Lord. Thank you for being obedient. More grace to you. You haven't seen anything yet. A time is coming, I will preach for you, and I will not be able to see the end of the crowd. May the Lord bring his word to pass. Please sit down. Thank you. I celebrate all the men of God in the house, particularly Pastor Wole Oshumakinde. Please celebrate him. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming to stand by your brother. The Lord will stand by you. In the mighty name of Jesus. My daughter, Victoria Arinze. Please celebrate her. You are beginning to break forth. The world will sing your song. The Lord will amplify your voice globally. And he will honor you. You are bringing music into the house of God. You will not lack music in your life. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I know you have been having a really great time. Fabulous time. Yes. And that can be very intimidating. After bringing all the great, great men of God, by asking a small boy from one corner in Nevada to come minister. And you are talking about a very, very serious subject. Mercy. Oh. One of the very sensitive attributes of God. We'll get at it now. An attribute none of us can do without. But for the mercy of God, we'll be lost forever. But for the mercy of God, we'll be born in hell forever. But for the mercy of God, the devil will dominate our lives and mess us up. Everything the enemy wanted to say, mercy said no. That's where we are to celebrate his mercy. Open your Bibles. Let's do a little bit into the word of the Lord tonight. I trust the Lord to anoint my lips of clay and bless his word. Open your Bible to the book of Mark chapter 10. Let's see one of the several classical examples of the operation of the mercy of God. Verse 46, I'll start reading. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus. Someone said blind Bartimaeus. Let me hear you. Now, blind was not his first name. No. It was the condition of his life. But he had lived with it for so long that most people that knew him, they knew him with that negative condition and they used it to call him. And became part of his identity. You are not what they call you. Whatever negative label they have given you, mercy will erase it today. Oh boy, I didn't hear your amen. Blind Bartimaeus. Hear his name. The son of Timaeus. So, if you want to put his name last, as they do in America, so he's Bartimaeus, Timaeus. But the world added another one using his condition. Barren so-so-and-so. Poor so-so-and-so. All manner. Rehab the alert. All kind of negativeness. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, someone say Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, don't be ashamed. Say it. He began to cry out. Wasn't silent. Don't be silent tonight. Because mercy will locate you. Yes. And say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Ooh, somebody lift up right hand. Say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Anything can happen. Because mercy settles all accounts with God. There is no account that mercy cannot settle. It doesn't matter how terribly sinful an individual is. If you cry for mercy at an instant, all your past sins will be wiped away. You'll be forgiven. It will not be remembered against you anymore. And your life will become brand new. Lift your hand. Say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You are before the throne of grace tonight. Let us come to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. I don't care what the need you have in your life. When mercy locates you, the need is met. Please lift your hand and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. When I preach, I minister. Don't wait until we begin to pray before you receive. The word I speak unto you, their spirit and their life. The word of the Lord is anointed. I was preaching for Hayford, Ilopita Ife, of blessed memory, in 1990, October, at his church in Ojo Town, on the way to Badagry. I was preaching about from Isaiah 18, and the children, Lord, had given me a for signs and wonders. And I began to talk of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the most glorious one, the sweetest name, the one who died, who rose again, the victor of Calvary, the conqueror of sin, the conqueror of death, the conqueror of the grave, the one who rose never to die again, the one who lives forever. The Redeemer of all mankind. I began to lift him up. Because he said, and now if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself. While I was lifting him up, that he died, he rose again, he's alive. And he appeared to me the previous week in Israel at the garden tomb. A revelation that changed my life. One woman in the congregation, I'm talking of Victory Christian Center in Ojo. You can go and check it. She screamed, I'm healed. This woman was carrying cancer in her breast, one of her breasts, the left one. She was already going through medical treatment at Luth. So if you care, I'm mentioning places, you can go and check it. Check the record up. They gave her an appointment for a surgery, so they will remove that breast. My cancer research has not advanced as much as it is now, even though they haven't found a cure. And then somebody said, one crazy prophet is coming from Ibadan. Just wait. The day I was standing on the altar of the Most High God speaking, it was 10 days to the appointment for surgery. They're already treating her. And then I told her there is nothing he cannot do. He broke the gates of hell. He conquered death. He conquered sin. He brought life and immortality to life. He swallowed up death in victory. There is nothing he cannot do. The hand of God came up on that woman. And the growth in her breast disappeared. The left breast became like the right one. Normal. Victory Christian Center. Pastor Francis Ilobutaife, the wife of the bishop, is still alive pastoring the church. I didn't know the woman from Adam. I did not even know her condition. But the one who sent me, whom I'm lifting, standing by me like a mighty, terrible warrior, stretched forth his hand and yanked that cancer out. So that instrument of death that the devil sent to her was destroyed. And he has not changed. What he did that time, he will do today. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Whatever affliction is in your body, through the name of Jesus, receive healing. Instant healing. Total healing. Complete healing. An affliction shall not arise the second time. If you are receiving, shout hallelujah. Sorry, I didn't come to preach. There are great preachers in the house. There's Daly, there's Shola, there's Wole. There are others. They preach better than I do. But I've been sent to bless you. To bless you. Whether the devil likes it or not, receive your blessing. Whether you believe it or not, receive your blessing. Receive it. Receive it. You are going home with laughter today. If that is for you, shout hallelujah. Alright, sit down. Alright, this man heard that Jesus was going and he began to cry. Jesus, that's son of David, have mercy on me. Do it again in faith and expectation. Faith, because faith honors God, God honors faith. When faith is at work, all things are possible. Lift your hands to God. Say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Somebody say amen. Listen to this. There's something very, very remarkable about this. Okay? Look at this. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Hold your peace. The devil is afflicting you. You are keeping quiet. You can't shout for mercy. Your finances are in trouble. You can't shout. Your marriage is going to the dogs. You can't shout. You ought to have been married and had all the children you ought to have. If you wanted 5 children, you ought to have had them. People that are younger than you are married and they've had all their children, and you are in the same situation and you are keeping quiet, and somebody is making you to keep quiet. Keep quiet. on the day of visitation, when Jesus Christ is moving up and down across the road, across the ice, blessing people. Come on, lift your hand. Say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Let me hear your amen. They told him, keep quiet, don't disturb him. He's not looking for beggars like you. Come on, get out of here. Get out. Smelly you, dirty you, beggar you, blind you. Part of your name is blind. You have been on the same spot vegetating for so long, and you are calling on Jesus. Shut your mouth. Don't let anything distract you. Don't let anything stop you. Each person to his own destiny. If the person sitting beside you doesn't want to receive anything, leave him or hello. But you make up your mind. Today is my... The man made up his mind. It doesn't matter who is asking me to keep quiet. I will shout. It doesn't matter who is asking me not to speak. I will speak out. Alright? But he cried the more a great deal. The more they were trying to stop him, he was so confident in the mercy of God. Of all the attributes of God, it is his mercy that never fails. Every other thing may fail, his mercy endures forever. His mercy never fails. The man was very confident. The more they were saying, shut him out, he shouted, the more. You don't qualify. Mercy, you don't need to qualify for mercy. Otherwise, it's no mercy. He cried the more. Oh, you are dirty and smelly. Cry the more. Say what you want to say now. When he has shown me mercy, you will come and celebrate me. Somebody here, the same people that had ridiculed you, they will come and celebrate you. They will come and bow before you. They will see the glory of God upon your life, upon your life, upon your life, upon your life. Every ridicule in your life is terminated today. Today, 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 in the name of Jesus. Look at this. Look at what happened to this man. Praise God. The more they asked him to keep quiet, the more he shouted more. Jesus, that's Son of David. How many is your man? A great deal. 49. And Jesus stood still. Pastor Shola, there is no time I read this scripture. I don't tremble. Except you don't know who Jesus is. The very heart of God's agenda for humanity is Jesus. Every other thing, they are wrappers. At the heart of salvation, Jesus. At the heart of heaven, Jesus. At the heart of eternity, Jesus. At the heart of breakthrough, Jesus. Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say it.
Jesus.
Say it.
Jesus.
The center of the universe stood still for one beggar because he had a cry for mercy. Check the scripture very well. When there is a genuine cry to God for mercy, God never ignores it. Never. Never. You are touching his soft spot. He's plenteous in mercy. He's gracious. When you say, have mercy on me, he must stand still and pay attention. That's his nature. He stood still to listen to somebody the world considered unworthy. He stood still. Grace will locate you today. Your life will change today. Your tears shall be wiped away today. Your sorrow shall turn to joy. You will break forth. you will break forth. Ridicule is over. Poverty is over. Wilderness experience terminated. Mercy will change your life. Help me look at somebody beside you. Prophesy. Say tonight, mercy will change your life. Look at somebody and say tonight, God's mercy will change your life. Find a third person. Help me tell him, say tonight, the mercy of God will change your life. Now say it about yourself louder than all the three times put together. Say tonight, the mercy of God will change my life. My life. My life. Oh, you may think a servant of God, a bishop, doesn't need mercy. If mercy is removed from my life, I'm less than zero. And I need more mercy, more than all of you put together. I need mercy to be able to bless you tonight. Because what you need, I cannot give it. I can't. That's why, Pastor Dele, when I go for my crusade, particularly for the first day, I will arrive a day earlier, and I spend the whole of the first day in the presence of God. Nobody must disturb me. My crusade team, at the peak, they were 38. Under the crusade director, he dare not come near. Well, in Aba 1996, we packed the stadium in Aba, and somebody there was here. The first day, I was in the presence of God just praying. Makaya Bakabukula. A little shambala here, shambala there. I was in the presence of God. And then my door was knocking. Back, 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 back. And became persistent. And I opened the door. I saw Joseph, my crusade director, the head of the team. He said, Daddy, we have a problem. I said, Joseph, problem? I have a problem. Tens of thousands of people, we packed the stadium tonight, and I don't have answer to their problems. That's my problem. Joseph, go solve your problem. I shut it up. I went back on my face. Makaya bakabo kuda. Lord, I cannot save a fly. Save souls tonight. Lord, I cannot heal an ant. Heal people tonight. What I cannot do, do tonight. What no man can do. Because I can't do it. I can't. If any preacher tells you he's a healer, he's a liar. Only God heals. But we have this treasure in a thin vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So that's why I've been praying for mercy. When I saw the theme, I said, mercy, God, mercy, God, mercy. Your people are coming expecting. I cannot deliver. Mercy, let your mercy flow. Mercy will touch you today. Is it good to be honest? Is it good to be honest? I can't touch the glory that belongs to God. He will show you his mercy today. Jesus stood still. Oh boy. Stood still and commanded. That silenced all the opposition. When God commands the blessing, nothing can stop it. Nothing. The commanded blessing. He told them in Leviticus 25, verse 21. He said, I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it will bring forth harvest for 3 years. I will command. What didn't happen the first year, second year, third year, fifth year? He said that particular year, because it is special, I command my blessing. Look at me very well. This year is not an ordinary year. It's a very special year. It will be special for you. 2020 is the womb of this decade. 2020 is literally 10 years inside 1 year. The DNA of the whole of this decade is coded inside 2020. Don't mess with this year. Don't mess with this year. I stand on this sacred altar as a servant of the Lord. I command the blessing upon you. Receive the blessing. Now look at what you are receiving here. God said, I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year. What didn't happen in the previous year? And it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. The fruit of 3 years in 1 year. What you will struggle to get with sweat in 3 years and make it happen in 1 year. So it can give multiple harvests. Oh, church, male and female, receive multiple harvests. This year. This year. This year. Multiple harvests. Multiple harvests. Multiple harvests. Through the mercy of God, receive multiple harvests. Through the mercy of God, receive multiple harvests. What are you receiving? Look at me. Your finances will not increase. Your finances will jump. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. What will happen to your finances? Hear me. Many of you here, before this time tomorrow, you will receive heavy bank alerts. Heavy bank alerts. Multiple harvests. In the name of Jesus. Sit down 1 minute. Let me double down on this and I go back to my story. Now, it can give multiple harvests. Please, tell your neighbor, say, it can give multiple harvests. Now, tell him or her, say, expect multiple harvests in your life this year. Through the mercy of God. Who is expecting it? Okay, let me go forward. If it can give the harvest of 3 years in 1 year, it can give the harvest of 10 years in 1 year. There's nothing it cannot do. God can give you one intellectual property, one idea. One idea that for the next 1,000 years, it will be a reference point. And it will be bringing you income, even your children after you. God, haven't you read the scripture that a day with God is like 1,000 years? Okay. How many days did it take David to kill Goliath? 10 days? 7 days? How many days? Talk to me. Over 3,000 years after David is gone, we are still referring to the achievement of one day. This year, we count for many years in your life. You will be extraordinary productive. Extraordinary successful. Extraordinarily blessed. Extraordinarily prosperous. Receive multiple harvests in the name of Jesus. Shake hands with 3 people. Say, receive multiple harvests. Receive multiple harvests. Receive multiple harvests. Receive multiple harvests. Okay? Now, say that. I see I have one scripture on this, and I go back to my story. He's been doing it before. If you read Genesis chapter 26, from verse 1, there was famine in the land. And Isaac wanted to leave the land to go to Egypt. Egypt was the America of those days. My friend, if God is not sending you to America, don't go. What are you going to do? Oh, there's a lot of milk and honey in Nigeria. Don't tell me there's no money in Nigeria. If there's no money in your pocket, let us know so we can pray for you. There's so much money in Nigeria, Pastor. They stole and stole and stole and they steal money. So how dare you be poor in the midst of plenty? You will blossom in this land. You will prosper in this land. You will flourish in this land. The milk and the honey of this land will flow to you. It will begin today. 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 When will it begin? When you walk out of this sanctuary tonight, you are walking into multiple harvests. He said, Don't go to verse 2. Let me jump. And the Lord appeared to him and said, go not down to Egypt. Don't go down. If you go to Egypt, you go down. Don't go to Egypt. Dwell in the land which has a tell thee of. Verse 3, look at it. Sojourn in this land. Stay here. And I will be with you. If you can underline that phrase, I will be with you. That is the key to harvest. Prosperity is not a primary factor of geography. You can be in America and you are broke. Pastor Sholade told us there's no money in Ibadan, and I'm proving them wrong. Our university is running its second academic year. And we have not borrowed one dime. We are not owing anybody, not the management, not the professors, not the lecturers, not the staff, not on capital project. We just dedicated a 250 hostel, male hostel. We didn't owe one dime in Ibadan. Because the Lord is with me. I carry the blessing. I carry the blessing. Oh, I carry the blessing. I go to America and I see a lot of people in tears and in pains. And through the blessing of God, I wipe their tears. And I don't live in America. But I live in God. He said, I will be with, that's the key. And I will bless thee. Oh. Now, look up, jump to verse 10. Because actually this is a diversion. Verse 12, please. Look at what happened. God promised, I'll be with you, I'll bless you. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year. And received in the same year. Lift your two hands. Receive. Hey, receive. Hey, receive. Hey, receive. Hey, receive. This year, you will receive. Now, sit down. Maybe you don't understand what I'm talking about. Let me illustrate it to you. I hosted Archbishop Benson Idahosa for the first time in our convention, Holy Ghost Convention. We are holding the 38th annual edition this year in September. I hosted him in 1988 at the Holy Ghost Convention in Ibadan. First time he was going to come. Since that time until he passed away to glory, he will come twice every year. Morning meeting was to do morning teaching and evening teaching. He came in a fanfare. Very elegant man. I know that. He came. And he said, Dr. Oleoke, that's how he referred to me until he went to him. Dr. Oleoke, you have the gift of giving. You have been giving and giving and giving. God has sent me to give you the gift of receiving. What? What? Wait a minute. Let me finish. Apostles are serious. Oh. They command authority. I was hearing the gift of receiving for the first time. After many years of preaching, he goes, the gift of receiving. Laid hands on me. Morning meeting. He preached, I can't forget, from desert to green grass. And he took an offering. And our ministry changed forever. Wait a minute. Before then, we hold that meeting. And for the next 3, 4, 5 months, we are paying debt. One day, with the impartation of receiving, debt wiped off. Bill of the meeting, fully paid. To furnish my office, fully paid. To change my car, fully paid. To have surplus in our account. Money was there. Through the gift of receiving. And from then till now, we have been debt free. Lift your two hands. The gift of receiving that God gave to me through his servant, Archbishop Benson Idahosa, receive your portion. Receive the gifts. Receive the gift. This year you will receive. You will receive. and receive, and receive, and receive. From the east you will receive. From the west you will receive. From the north you will receive. From the south you will receive. From every corner of Nigeria you will receive. From all over Africa you will receive. From Europe you will receive. From America you will receive. From Asia you will receive. From Australia you will receive. 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 In the name of Jesus. If you are receiving, shout hallelujah. Now listen. And he received. He received in the same year. Marakatayebo. This year, enter into overflow. No deficit. No debt. Overflow of favor. Overflow of help. Overflow of finances. Overflow of breakthrough. Overflow of money. Many of you that you are hearing me today, this year, you will be paying tithes in millions. Mabre polidi kolebo kina taruba ipe ketoko bayabo. Now, hear this word. This year 2020, God will multiply multi-millionaires here. Some of you, you will end with billions. Receive. In the name of Jesus. I'm not done yet. He received in the same year 100-fold. What did he receive? Sit down, sit down, sit down. What did he receive? And the Lord blessed him 100-fold. The church has misinterpreted that scripture. The church had equated 100-fold with 100%. And you're wrong. 100% is not 100-fold. If 100-fold harvest is 2-fold, 100% harvest is 2-fold. 100% of 10 is 10. If 10 questions were set for you in exams and you score 100%, how many questions did you pass? Talk to me. We are very intelligent people. 100% of 10 is 10. So if you had 10 to 10, you only get 20. And you have got 2-fold. A 100-fold means that stuff multiplied 100 times. Mathematicians. I did a little bit of mathematics up until the university level. He didn't say he received 100%. He received 100-fold. In the same year. Pastor, listen to me. Only the blessing of God can do this. Do you know what that means? Sit down, let me tell you. Sit down, Lagos. It means what it will have taken him 100 years. What will have taken him 100 years of diligent labor and toiling, and toiling, and is getting harvest each year, harvest, each year, harvest for 100 years. What will have taken him 100 years, God gave him in 1 year. In 1 year. It's only the blessing of God that can do it. And I have seen people who used to struggle with finances. And then all of a sudden, heaven opened and God hit them. Bah! And life changed. This year, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will visit you. Receive 100-fold. 100-fold. Through the mercy of God, your harvest is multiplied. Play that keyboard for me, son. Don't worry. You will partake of it. I know you want to. Now, hear you, O Israel. Believe the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophet. So shall ye prosper. Look at me. The man became very great. Is that if you read the scripture down, he became very great. 100% cannot make you very great. I think now you are earning 125,000 naira every month. And you get to your place of what they said, they are adding 100% to your salary. 250. You'll be a little more comfortable than before. But if you have been living on 125, 250 can't make you very great. Can't. But supposing they said, something has happened, we are moving you to Canada as your base, and you will not be earning your salary, you will not be earning your pay in Naira. It's in dollars. And they calculated. And at the end of the day, what you are earning, what you are going to be earning, is 100 times 125,000 naira. If you are getting a wave behind me, listen to me. How many of you know, with that kind of experience, it's possible to become great? If you know how to handle it, lift your two hands to God. Through multiple harvests, your struggles are over. Insufficiency is over. Your greatness begins today. You will become very great. Very great. Very great. Very great. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let me begin to round off. Sit down. I begin to round off so we can pray a little bit. You know, let me finish the story of this man. Okay. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, verse 49. And he called the blind man. The same people that were saying, shut up. They became his errand boys. Those that have ridiculed you, they will serve you. This year, 2020, is a special year. It's a special year. Somebody confess. Say, this year. 2020. It's a special year for me. Tell your neighbor, say, look at me very well. This year, 2020, is a special year for me. Tell it, say, you will look for me where you used to find me. You won't find me there. I've moved on. Who is moving on? Shout hallelujah. Okay, the same people that were his opponents, they became his errand boys. I can tell you stories. Let me chip this in. I pray I'll be able to get this done quickly. Now, when our ministry was celebrating, I think 25th anniversary or something, we decided to visit some media houses to create awareness. And there was a particular media house that visited in Ibadan that had been there for a long time. They have changed their names and all that. And the board and their management came to welcome a distinguished man of God raised from Ibadan here, who had gone all over the world. I don't let those kind of things get inside me, because I know pride belongs to the devil. God gives grace to the humble. And I need his grace. So I don't let it. So we got into the boardroom. They sat down. I couldn't believe my eyes. I saw a gentleman who was the chairman of the board, leading the whole team of board and management to receive a distinguished man of God. I served as a house boy in his house in 1968, and they were paying me 15 shillings every month. I look at him, he had aged a bit, But then when they announced his name, I felt like crawling under the ground. He was, as at 1968, he was a graduate. He was in Lagos to do his master. And he would come back. He was a weekend husband. I was happy the wife was not with me. The wife would have recognized me. I carried these two children on my back. I would carry Akin on my back. I would hold Jumake, take them to school. But he was in Lagos. He would just come on weekend. So he didn't recognize me. I was his houseboy. And he had already prepared a written address to address the man of God. When I heard his voice, I remember. Francis, water in the bathroom. Yes, sir. Francis, my bathroom is still fast. Yes, sir. 68. I heard a voice. But like Joseph's brother, he didn't recognize me. And then when he finished the presentation, I said, I want to request on behalf of the board of management that our Father in the Lord will lay hands on us and pray for us when he finishes his address. I was already wiping my eyes. I didn't reveal my identity. I made my presentation and laid hands on all of them. And he led the team to walk me to my car. So the table turned. Where I was a house boy, I became our Father in the Lord. And they knelt down. I'm telling you my life story. They left knelt down and I laid hands on them. Where you were once oppressed, you will dominate. You will dominate. You will dominate. The table is turned in your favor against your enemies. This year, multiple harvests, multiple lifting, multiple lifting, multiple lifting, multiple promotion. Receive it. Your silver will multiply. Your gold will multiply. Your honey will multiply. It is settled in Jesus' name. Let me begin to close. Look at the last verse of, okay, I got it now. You know, I preach from my iPhone. One of my daughters challenged me. I was struggling with it one day, with my iPad one day. And she was smiling. She was working in my office. I said, what happened to you, baby? Do you think I'm old school? She laughed. I said, look at you. I was complaining, you are smiling, you still laugh. He said, Papa, you are not old school, you are ancient school. So, I got to know that there is something worse than being old school. So I made up my mind, I said, no, I'm not going to let any young girl come in old school. I want to educate myself, I want to upgrade. Look at this now. Verse 52, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Oh, before them. And Jesus answered, verse 51, and said, what without that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, and thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately, somebody say immediately. Immediately. When will you get your breakthrough? When will you get your miracle? When will you get your blessing? Tomorrow? Next tomorrow? There's a blessing for each day. I know you are blessed yesterday, but you are going home with a package today. You will celebrate. And immediately he received the sight and followed Jesus in the way. Pastor, a lot of people, after they are healed, demons are cast out of them. They want to follow Jesus. He said, no. Go to your household. Tell them what God has done for you. They didn't qualify to follow him. This case was different. Somebody say, my case is different. He followed him. Pastor, a lot of people that receive blessing or miracles in the scripture, their names were not mentioned. A certain woman a certain widow, some blind men, but to immortalize this man because he cried for mercy, God put his name in the book. We're still going to read this book in heaven, because forever, oh Lord, that word is settled in heaven. God immortalized. Mercy changed everything about him. Now we are celebrating a blind man, a poor beggar, smelly, who was not qualified to approach Jesus. Mercy changed everything. Play that keyboard for me. Get ready. When mercy locates you, your case becomes different. Let me run you through and then we pray. The man we celebrate today, Abraham. How many children of Abraham are in the house here? Raise your hand. If you are a child of Abraham, shout hallelujah. According to Deuteronomy 26 verse 5, he was a Syrian ready to perish. A Syrian ready to perish was my father. He was from an idolatrous background. He was barren. They called him dry tree. He was going the way of his ancestors. And then mercy picked him out of the Lord. And he became a global celebrity. Play that keyboard for me. Somebody, this year we announce you to the world. The world will know you this year. You become a global celebrity. Wait a minute. All the people you know in Nigeria today. Take for example His Excellency Muhammadu Buhari. There are some years nobody knew him, but a particular year announced him. If you mention names, there were times they were not known, but a particular year threw them up and made them become global celebrity. Lift your two hands. This year will announce you. This year will promote you. This year we showcase you positively, gloriously, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Just remain standing. I must close now. The children of Abraham, Ishmael, correct? Isaac, correct? What's the difference between Ishmael and Isaac? Mercy. He said, I will bless Ishmael, but I will establish my covenant with Isaac. Nobody gets to heaven through the generation of Ishmael. If you are going to make it to heaven, you must come through the lineage of Isaac. Through Jesus, I am the way, the truth, the life. Mercy. When Isaac had his children, there was Jacob, there was Esau. What made the difference? Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. For I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And before they did anything at all, from the womb, mercy fell upon Jacob. And in spite of all the fault of his life, God became the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob. That's mercy. Mercy made a difference. Are you with me? Okay. From the Bible, who was the first king of Israel? Tell me. Louder. My first Holy Land tour in 1998, and we were going around, and we got to the tomb of David. The crown that he won at war, the sea exhibited it. They used purple to cover the tomb. And we're talking, King David Boulevard, King David Hotel, King David. I stopped at tour guide. I said, excuse me, was not Saul the first king of Israel? The first king is historical. I said, where is the tomb of Saul? He said, nobody knows. And God said to David, I will not take my mercy from you as I took it from your predecessor. So what made difference between Saul and David? Don't tell me one sinned, the other didn't sin. Because if you say so, you lie. David sinned. Two of us. But mercy prevailed. In your life, mercy will prevail. If there is sin in your life, don't run away from God. Don't run away from God. Run to Him. Run to Him. Mercy made a difference in the life of David. Okay, one more. And then I ran it up. What's the difference between Peter and Judas Iscariot? Wait a minute, you want to tell me one sin, the other didn't sin? Read your Bible very well. In fact, the sin of Peter violated a key scripture. He said, if any man denies me in this present world, I will deny him before God and his angels. And the man denied three times with a curse. Wait a minute. If you put the sin of the two of them side by side, one even outweighs the other. But if you read the scripture, Judas Iscariot, rather than going to... I wish when Judas Iscariot recognized that he had betrayed innocent blood, I wish he went to Jesus Christ and flung himself at his feet. He said, I messed up. I missed it. I betrayed you. But where can I go? Have mercy on me. How many of you know he would have been saved? He went to hang himself. But Peter, when he remembered the word of the Lord, he cried bitterly. And mercy prevailed. Lift your two hands to God. In your life, mercy will prevail. Through the mercy of God, you will succeed. You will prosper. You will blossom. In the name of Jesus. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your mercy prevail in every area of my life. Can you pray that prayer? 1 minute. Pray it. In every area of my life. In every area. Of my life. In every area of my life. In every area of my life. Bring your prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lift your hands. Say, Father, make this year, 2020, very special. In my life, by your mercy, give me the harvest of many years in this 1 year. Can you pray that prayer? Pray that prayer. The harvest of many, many, many years in this 1 year. Oh Lord, my God, through your mercy, through your mercy, through your mercy, through your mercy, give me the harvest of many years in this 1 year for the glory of your name. Thank you, Father. Bring your prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lift your hand and say, Father, I cry to you like Bartimaeus. Through your mercy, take away every sickness, every affliction, every pain from my body. Can you pray that prayer? Take away every pain. Take away every affliction. You did it for Bartimaeus. Do it for me. Have mercy upon me, O Lord my God. Heal me through your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Bring your prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, last prayer point before I pray for you. Lift your two and say, Father, through your mercy, by the blood of Jesus, forgive all my sins, all my iniquity. Make me clean by your mercy. Make me clean by your mercy. Make me clean by your mercy. Can you pray that prayer? Pray that prayer. Make me clean by your mercy. Wipe away every sin, every iniquity, every uncleanness, every unrighteousness, every evil, every wickedness, whatever the enemy has against me, make me clean by your mercy. And let your name be glorified. Bring your prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody say amen. I want all eyes closed. I'll pray two prayers. I want all eyes closed. The Lord instructed me, gave me two instructions as we are praying. You want God to forgive all your sins. You want to receive a brand new life through the mercy of God. You want to become genuinely born again. You want to become a bona fide child of God. You want to make it to heaven. You don't want to go to hell. You want your name written in the Lamb's book of life. The blood of Jesus Christ can bring mercy into your life and become a new creature. The Lord has asked me to pray for you. If you want your sins forgiven you, don't be ashamed. If you want to become a new creature, don't be ashamed. If you want to make it to heaven, don't be ashamed. You want to become truly born again, a true child of God. Raise your right hand up. I'm going to pray for you. Young, old, male, female. The Lord said I should pray for you. Wherever you are, just raise it high up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't look at the person next to you. If that person wants to go to hell, leave him, let him go. Every man, every woman to his or her destiny. I want to be saved. I want to become a new creature. I want to become born again. I want to make it to heaven. I want to become a true child of God. I see the hands at the back. If you are the extension outside, raise one, two. Okay, all of you that raise your hands, please take your bags, your Bible, your iPad, your phone, whatever you brought to church, and come in front here. I want to pray for you. Just walk to me in front here. Just come. Young, old, male, female, from the back, from everywhere, even from outside, just come. Just come. I want my sins forgiven me. I want a brand new life. Come, 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 come. I want to be saved. Come, come, come. I want to make it to heaven. Come, come, come. I don't want to be lost. There is no sin that God cannot forgive. Mercy will settle every account with God. Every account. If you are outside, come. Mercy will make your life new. Mercy will make you different. Come closer. Because many people are still coming. Come, 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 come. This is your day. Come closer to the altar. Come closer to the altar. Here. Come, come, come. Come. I'm still waiting for you. This is your day. Don't stay back. Don't stay back. As you walk to the frontier, you are walking out on the devil. You're walking to Jesus. Don't do what Judas Iscariot did. Don't go and hang yourself. Go throw yourself at the feet of Jesus Christ. And he will have mercy upon you. Anybody, come son, come fast. Come fast. I'm still waiting for some people here. I'm waiting for you. Come fast. Baby, come. Come fast. I'm waiting for you. This is your day. This is your day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm still waiting for five of you. Five of you. Hear the voice of the Lord and come. God wants to change your life. God bless you. Four. We are the remaining four. Come on in. Come quickly. Come quickly, quickly. If you're coming, come fast, baby. Where are the other three? Where are you? I'm waiting here for you. God said I should pray for you. Your life will change. Three of you. Where are you? Even if you're outside, come. Come inside. Come inside. This is your day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. God bless you. Come. Two more. Two more. Two more. God bless you. Two more. Where are the two? Come, 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 come. Fast. Fast. I'm standing here waiting for you. Because God loves you. Go. One more. Come fast. Come fast. One more. One more person. You are what waiting for. I'm waiting for you. This is your day. God bless you. God bless you. The five are complete. Any other person? All of you in front here. Lay your hands on your heart like this. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior and my Lord. Forgive all my sins. Today, I give my life to you totally. From today, Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Amen. Receive eternal life in the name of Jesus. Receive mercy in the name of Jesus. Receive forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Receive a new life. Father, I pray that you make each one of them to become irreversibly born again. The hold of sin over your life is broken. The hold of the devil over your life is destroyed. Father, I commit them to you that you will make them to become pillars in your house. And you keep them to your eternal kingdom. Thank you, Father. None of you will be lost. All of you will make it to heaven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Just wait. Finally, everybody stand. Everybody, please. I know you have spent some time. I want you to hear this. And I speak as a prophet. If you believe, this year will be very special for you. Reason. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you believe, the Lord will give you multiple harvests this year. Reason. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put your hand down. The Lord instructed me to tell you, prophets work by instruction. To sow a seed. To connect your multiple harvest this year. I want you to hear me. I'm not rushing you. I'm not shouting. This church is open. This church is blessed. If you just look at the altar, you know we are blessed. You know it. So it's not that we need money. I'm not a fundraiser. I'm not. I'm a prophet. And the Lord asked me to ask you, find a seed of 20,000 naira. Everybody here, find it. The next 20,000 naira you can lay your hands upon belongs on this altar. Put Genesis 26 verse 12 on the screen for me. You are connecting through the mercy of God what God did for Isaac. You are sowing in the same year you are receiving. Genesis 26 verse 12. I take help. Put it on the screen. You're sowing. Find it. No seed, no harvest. It's not fundraising. And I will bless you. any of you, young, old, male, female. Now I want everybody now close your eyes. Let me do the final prayer. If you will partake of that seed, you don't have to have it here now. But within the next 5 days, when Pastor comes up, we'll tell you how you get it across. You can put the address, account of the church on the screen and find 20,000. My 2020 seed for multiple harvest. Somebody repeat that to me. Say, my 2020 seed for multiple harvest. God does not need your money. He doesn't. And you need to sow that seed for the harvest to come to you. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not see. While all eyes are closed, if you will partake of that prophetic instruction, and then within the next 5 days, your 20,000 put in an envelope or transferred into the account or written in the check, my 2020 multiple harvest seed. If you will partake of it joyfully, raise your right hand. Raise it. Nobody is under any force. You are not under any duress. If it does not come from your heart, it is not acceptable. It must be done in faith. You are not under any pressure at all. But believe his prophet and you will prosper. So if you are partaking of it, raise your hand up. Let heaven see you. Father, look at each of these hands. Young, old, male, female. They have heard this word and they have decided to walk in it. From tonight, surprise them. Amen. Surprise them. Amen. Surprise them. Amen. I declare the heaven open upon you. Amen. Harvest begin to come. Amen. From every dimension. Amen. In every dimension. Amen. From every direction. Amen. Additional sources of revenue will open to you. Amen. Receive it. Amen. It is settled. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Where the head counselor, head counselor, please. Where are you? Look at this people of God. Raise one. All right. All of you that are here, I'd like you to feel. Son, don't put your hand down yet. Let them follow you. Follow him. Follow him. Follow him. All of you. Follow him. Give the Lord a hand for them, please. Follow him. Just follow. 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 For the harvest. Oh, clap. Let there be joy. For the harvest. Now, some of our products were brought. Just go out. You'll get it. This is a package of the past Holy Ghost Convention. I talk about Bishop Benzin, that was Pastor Adeboye and all that, all those who have spoken for me at the Holy Ghost Convention, you get some of their tapes there. This is a book the Holy Spirit spoke to me to particularly write for this year. I shall not be ashamed. Somebody declare, say, I shall not be ashamed. Get a copy. Trade and keep you. Lord, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The word of the Lord you have had today will be fulfilled in your life. Go into the blessing. Go into multiple harvest. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Pastor, thank you. Thank you. Give the Lord a hand.
Hello. Thank you for being a part of 2020 Mercy Conference. Thank you so much for watching. You can check our social media channels for more content like this. God bless you.